Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWiT Live special number 279, recorded Monday, March 21st, 2016. Apple's Spring 2016 announcement. TWiT Live specials are brought to you by Carbonite. Keep your business safe this year. Protect files on your computer or server with automatic cloud backup from Carbonite. Try it free without a credit card at Carbonite.com today. And use the offer code TWIT to get 2 free bonus months when you decide to buy. Hello, everybody. Leo Laporte here. Joining me at the table as we get ready for Apple's keynote from One Infinite Loop, Alex Lindsay of the Pixel Core, and, of course, a regular host of MacBreak.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Nice good to be here. See you.
We weren't sure. We thought you might be in Cuba.
I thought I might be too, but I'm not.
Good. Their loss is our gain.
Oh, yeah.
Also here from iOS Today and Tech News Today, Megan Maroney, our iOS guru. Good to see you, Megan.
Good to see you.
She said, are you going to use your companion today? And I said, yes, I am.
Yes, we have iPad Pro, Mac, iPad Pro, Mac, iPad Pro.
I have an iPhone here somewhere.
And I would have had a Mac, but there was no room for another computer
it's
here.
Kind of cool.
So I'm stuck with
the phone. Yeah. So this is, unfortunately, for Apple, and I'm sure they don't like this, this is one of those announcements where there's not going to be any surprises in terms of the hardware. We don't think, anyway. We know there'll be a new iPhone, a 4-inch iPhone SE.
We're still trying to figure out what loop means.
Like, I have some theories.
Oh, you do?
So, and we're going to have an iPad Pro that'll be a 10-inch iPad Pro.
Right.
And then I think we might hear some other things, but including watch bands. Remember the Milanese Loop. So there's a play on words here because they're at One Infinite Loop. They're in the small auditorium. Mm. It's the smallest auditorium Apple uses for events, about 350 people in there. So that's a tight space. And then they have a small demo space upstairs from that. But, yeah, the Milanese Loop is also the pun there, right?
Right.
And a very interesting theory that maybe – we know they'll announce new bands, but maybe these bands will have sensors in the loop.
Oh, okay.
Like there was the one that just was released by the Google guy that has a heart
– Live Core.
Yeah, Live Core. Live Core.
Yeah, Live Core. That's Vic Gundotra's company. And
yep.
So that's an FDA-approved device with heart monitor.
Yeah, the first FDA-approved device.
Yeah, we know. I mean, it's a proof of concept that you could put something in the watch band. So I wonder if that's what in the loop means. That would be a triple play on words, right?
Right.
We'll see. I also think because tomorrow is a big day for Apple in court, Apple versus DOJ, that we'll see some commentary on that.
I think so. I feel like they have to use this opportunity to make their case.
Mm-hmm. They moved the date for this event up a week to be today. They were going to do it last week.
Right.
And at least the rumors say. And I think that's exactly what happened. They said, we want one last chance to make our case.
Let everybody say all the things they're going to say before the court.
Yeah.
You know, so there's not another week for the FBI to respond or anybody else to do anything. We're going to get the last word.
It's almost like closing arguments, isn't it?
It is.
And do you think that's why they're using the smaller venue? Because they want their core, the people that care about them the most, that core audience there?
There's a lot of advantages to using kind of an internal. We work with a lot of corporations doing their streams, and there's a lot of advantages to working in an internal space because you can rehearse a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more secure. It's a lot easier to keep things quiet.
And you don't have to reserve it ahead of time. They were able to jump the data forward a week without having to say to Moscone Center or Flint Center, hey, we're not going to use it that day. Is Nickelback playing on the 21st?
Right. And one of the things this may be one of the last. I mean, we may only see one or two times where Apple does any announcement that's not in their headquarters as the new theater comes online.
Mm-hmm.
We should expect that they're never going to do another one that's public. You know, they're never going to leave the loop.
One of the things that's changed in tomorrow's court date is the Department of Justice asked the judge on Wednesday to allow them to introduce witnesses and additional testimony. Apple speculates that they made that request because they're not comfortable with relying on their legal arguments in the case. They need something to buttress these case. Apple's going to bring its crypto expert, Eric Neuenschwander. He's their product security and privacy manager. And the manager of Apple's global privacy and law enforcement compliance team, Lisa Ali. Lisa is the person who has to handle the interface between law enforcement. FBI is going to bring two agents
the two that filed declarations about the case. So that will be 1 o'clock Pacific tomorrow afternoon. Of course, it's in California, the hearing. 1 o'clock Pacific, which means that they will be handing out tickets to a small courtroom starting at 7:30 a.m.
Is it first come, first serve?
I believe it is. And then you'll have to go through the security procedure at the court, which is quite strict.
And well, say
it might
take
as long as 7 to 8 hours to get the courtroom filled.
Wow.
Magistrate Judge Sherry Pym says, we're gonna start at 1, regardless of whether everybody's seated. There is an overflow room that holds hundreds of other people. So.
Right.
The stream is not live yet, although they were earlier playing music from Beats 1 and using the stream as a way to promote Beats 1.
Hey, you got a lot of viewers.
I mean, they've taken that bug down. They had a little bug down that said Beats 1, but it still sounds like, maybe they're going to start on time here. We remind you, you can show the screen. We remind you that if you want to watch the stream yourself without our commentary, Apple is streaming this, although you have to have an HLS-capable browser, which includes, besides Safari on Macintosh, Microsoft's Edge on Windows 10, the Edge browser, not Chrome.
Or the Apple TV. Mm-hmm.
Or an Apple TV. That's how we're going to be pulling it in. And so what you're watching here on Twit, as usual, is our commentary on Apple's event. And sometimes people complain they want to hear Apple. Ooh. I expect Tim Cook will start the proceedings with a statement about the court case, but let's listen in. 40 and 40. Oh, we're going to start with the video, I think. Of course, when Apple was founded. A reminder of Apple's heritage. Makes me wonder if Woz will be in the audience today. He's in town for Silicon Valley's Comic-Con.
I like the little Newton scribbled out.
Acknowledging
that. It's nice they show the rainbow of death. Earbuds. Why did they show April 1st, 2016?
Something's coming big.
Something on April Fool's Day? That's an interesting thing. This is not April 1st, obviously.
But that might be the April Fool's.
Apple CEO on stage.
Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to our town hall on the Infinite Loop campus. Normally, we don't spend a lot of time looking back, but yes, we are about to celebrate Apple's 40th birthday, April 1st.
It's the birthday.
That video lists some of the amazing products and epic moments in our history and reminds us just how many times Apple has changed the world. Recently, we passed a major milestone that no one could have ever imagined. There are now more than 1 billion Apple devices in use around the world. This is an incredible milestone for us and an indicator of how much impact Apple has on people around the world. Our products are such an important part of people's daily lives. And with that comes a significant responsibility. So before we get started today, I'd like to address something that I know is on the minds of many people this morning. We built the iPhone for you, our customers, and we know that it is a deeply personal device. For many of us, the iPhone is an extension of ourselves. About a month ago, we asked Americans across the country to join in a conversation. We need to decide as a nation how much power the government should have over our data and over our privacy. I've been humbled and deeply grateful for the outpouring of support that we've received from Americans across the country, from all walks of life. We did not expect to be in this position at odds with our own government, but we believe strongly that we have a responsibility to help you protect your data and protect your privacy. We owe it to our customers and we owe it to our country. This is an issue that impacts all of us, and we will not shrink from this responsibility.
You can see what a small house it is.
Yes, you hear it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sustained applause on this.
Okay. So let's get back to why you're here this morning.
That was
okay.
Brief.
Because
brief
so many people use our products every day.
That was appropriate.
We understand
that bodes well for a short event.
That we have an opportunity and a responsibility to impact things for the better. So we want to get started this morning by talking about two initiatives where we are working hard to leave the world better than we found it. We'd like to start with the environment. And I'd like to invite Lisa Jackson up to tell you what we're doing to preserve and protect the environment. Lisa?
Lisa is formerly with the EPA and is currently in charge of Apple's environmental issues.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Well, you know, just like everything we do at Apple, when we think about the environment, we think about innovation. You see, we want to change the world for the better. And we think there's no greater challenge in the world than our changing climate. Now, the solution is energy efficiency and renewable energy.
She was administrator
energy.
Of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency
is right
from 2009 through 2013.
So 2 years ago, we told you about our ambitious goal, one that we hope others will adopt. We told you that our goal was to be 100% renewable in 100% of our operations worldwide. That's all of our offices, all of our retail stores, and every single one of our data centers. So 2 years later, how are we doing? Well, currently 93% of our facilities worldwide run on renewable energy.
Apple always uses these events as an opportunity to, in some way, promote Apple, whether it's success in sales or...
Right. And just last year, we
this is the first time
goal of using
I can see that. I've seen them spend this
renewable
much time
power
on,
to power our operations in the United States, as well as our offices and stores.
Well, I think this is some of, I think we're seeing some of the impact of Tim Cook. I mean,
in
he's
fact,
really comfortable being an MC, and he's really, you know, just like handing it off to people as quickly as possible.
Now, some places
and
were able
as
to
well as
renewable
focusing really on how
right
Apple can make
grid,
a difference
from existing sources. But that's not always
it's a very
possible,
different
which
Apple
has
under,
led us to some pretty innovative solutions.
Jobs
in Sichuan
Province, kicking and
China,
screaming by
we
Greenpeace
found a way to build
to
a 40-megawatt solar farm without disturbing the local population. Yaks.
That's the local population.
The innovation is in building a system that allows for electricity generation and hay production for the local yak ranchers. That solar project is producing more than enough electricity to power our 34 retail stores and our 19 offices in the country. That makes our facilities there carbon neutral. In Singapore,
so really,
there's
an
not
offset.
Enough room to put
they're,
solar
they're
panels on the ground.
Transferring that energy
up.
From the yaks to
solar
America.
Arrays on more than
from the yaks
from the yak farm
tops will cover the electricity.
Transferring energy
of
from
our
yaks.
Offices
look at all those
and our
solar
future
panels.
Stores. We're really proud to be 100% renewable in Singapore.
This is an initiative
really
all of the big
proud
tech
of the fact
companies
that
are
100%
doing.
Of our data
this,
centers
Facebook.
Are powered by clean sources of energy, like the sun.
We forget how much power these operations centers use.
Now think for a second about what that means.
Partly it's expense,
it means
too.
Every time you send an
renewable
iMessage,
resources, water power,
make a FaceTime
a lot less expensive.
Video call,
especially when you're pulling that kind of power.
Right.
Or ask Siri a question.
So
you,
build,
really
you build these data centers somewhere where you can't do this, like Oregon.
Right.
Now let's talk about another way that we're reducing our impact on the environment, and that's by protecting forests that produce the paper we use, especially for our packaging. You see, we believe that paper, like energy, can be a renewable resource.
Boxes and
so we're proud to announce
I usually
that today,
order like the Amazon frustration free.
I do too, and Apple really loves to have that elaborate packaging.
Or is coming from sustainably managed forests.
I think that makes customers feel better. Mm.
This is especially important as we continue our move to all paper packaging. But we're not stopping there. Through our partnership with the Conservation Fund, we've permanently preserved over 36,000 acres of working forests in Maine and North Carolina. And we're partnering with World Wildlife Fund to improve the management of up to 1 million acres in China. You see, our goal is to add to the world's supply of responsibly sourced paper rather than take from it. Now, while we're focused on conservation, let me tell you about another way we're working to preserve our planet's resources. And that's through reuse and recycling. You see, we've worked really hard to make sure our products don't end up in places like this. And we think the best way to do that is to have them be reused. That's why we design our products to last. And we're happy to say that thanks to their durability, the vast majority of iPhones that we get back end up being reused, including the phones we get back from our iPhone upgrade and
you're just tuning in, you're watching Apple's live event from their campus in Cupertino.
Even our products need to be recycled.
Right now we're watching Lisa Jackson, who's Apple's Director of Environmental Policy, former EPA administrator.
We think it's time.
She was brought in 2013 to help Apple do a better job of protecting the environment.
We put an incredible amount of energy into designing the best products in the world. And we've put that same kind of energy into thinking about what happens when they can no longer be used. Let me introduce you to a pretty cool R&D project. We call him Liam.
We call him Liam?
Some kind of robot.
Uh-oh.
The iPhone is the result of years of innovation.
So we are expecting new iPhone, a new iPad, new Apple bands.
Every stage of its life cycle.
There is a question mark. Maybe we'll see new MacBooks. Meet some other One More Thing product.
When it's time, Liam deconstructs your iPhone. Parts are detected and removed and separated.
Wow. So that's a recycling
robot. Materials inside
those
parts can be repurposed. To rescue cobalt and lithium from the battery, separate the gold and copper in the camera, extract silver and platinum from the main logic board.
It has been one of the criticisms of Apple, and frankly, all of these
can live on.
Lozenges, these glass lozenges we use, that they're not very recyclable. They take some special treatment.
It turns out they take a machine.
Yeah, and something an average plant's not going to do. So good reason, and Apple does encourage you to bring your phones back to Apple.
Well, and I think that because you don't have to worry about it working, that's why you can really have a machine.
Tim, Phil Schiller.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right? There's no other machine in the world that can do what Liam can do, and it was conceived and designed by Apple engineers right here in California. The things we've learned from this project will help us make even bigger strides in the area of reuse and recycling as we go forward. As you saw in the video, Liam separates the iPhone into its components. This allows us to recover
many
the
Liams
materials, high-quality materials.
It's got to be quite a few, right?
Into the
I
supply.
Want a picture of that.
And that
is one in the back of every Apple store.
So that tungsten from the iPhone alert module can be used to make a precision cutting tool. And the silver from the motherboard can be used to in a solar panel. Now, ultimately,
it's designed in California, but it doesn't exist in California.
Yeah. Sure, they're all in China.
Yeah. Materials in our own products.
You got to put something in those containers that you're shipping to the U.S. when they go back.
Mm-hmm. And that's where you can come in. With Apple Renew, you can recycle your devices easily and quickly in a way that's safe for your data and safe for the planet. All you have to do is take them into an Apple retail
store. Is this all devices? I'm not clear.
Or send them to us for free by visiting apple.com/recycling to print a prepaid.
This really responds to the issue that normal recycling just can't handle the stuff.
We're making great progress in our environmental efforts.
There's nothing they can do with it.
And we promise to keep you updated along the way.
Renee Ritchie has a great seat. I'm looking at his Instagram feed. He's in the second row, right, almost right behind Tim Cook and Phil Schiller. Probably, a third of the audience is Apple employees.
Powering Apple on 100% renewable energy is an incredibly ambitious and bold objective, but we are determined to meet it, and we hope others will join us. The second initiative we'd like to talk about this morning is health. With the launch of ResearchKit last year, we've seen that Apple technology can have a positive impact on people's health. And to tell us about some progress in this area, I'd like to invite up Jeff Williams.
Jeff was sitting right next to Phil Schiller, third in a row there. He's the COO at Apple. He's their new COO, guy who replaced Tim Cook.
Last year, we introduced Research Kit, and our goal was to use technology to solve some of the biggest problems facing medical research. We wanted to make it easier for people to participate in research studies, and we wanted to make it easier to gather accurate and frequent data from the devices we're all already carrying in our hands. So what happened? Virtually overnight, the research studies that we launched became some of the largest in history, with tens of thousands of people signing up. Like in this Parkinson's study, which became the largest Parkinson's study in history in less than 24 hours.
You know, in a way, this extends Tim Cook's comments. There's a message here as well, is that Apple's a good studies corporate citizen, that Apple is good for America, good for the environment, good for health.
And the health also underlines the need for encryption, the need for privacy. All those things are...
Actually discovered asthma triggers from all 50 states. But more important than any of that,
all part of the argument for tomorrow.
Researchers are gaining insights that just weren't possible before. Take diabetes. You and I know diabetes is type 1 and type 2, but Mass General's study of type 2 diabetes found that some people respond completely differently to therapies than others, supporting the theory that there are actually subtypes of type 2 diabetes, helping pave the way for precision medicine for the future. Some of the world's most respected
I had
a conversation with a geneticist talking about, you know, eventually, you know, all those side effects are because it's not matched to you genetically, and being able to have a fingerprint of you and being able to match that directly is something.
I'd like to show you a video to tell you more about it.
This really helps, gives you lots of data. Although I don't
sample
know.
Rate is hugely important.
Yeah.
Research Kit was created with the goal of improving medical research. A year later, we're seeing app developers, doctors, and even patients take these ideas and make them more powerful than we could have ever dreamed.
We can detect autism as early as 18 months old, but the median age that a child in the U.S. is diagnosed with autism is 5 years old. So we need a radical new solution.
If autism is diagnosed early, it can have significant benefits for the child. The point of Autism and Beyond is to help engage parents in a Research Kit study, but more importantly, is to eventually develop a tool that they can use at home with their child to screen for autism.
We show the child videos, and we use the front-facing camera to record the child's reaction to these videos. And then we have algorithms that then can tell us about the child's emotions and other behaviors. So we have a chance to understand child development in a completely new way.
When you have large numbers of people participating in research, your insights into the condition increase exponentially. With Research Kit, we're getting day-by-day assessments on how people are doing.
Parkinson's, it's a disease that slows you down. And exercise will make you feel better, is what I've come to learn. What I'm trying to do lately is use the app before I exercise and then afterward to see how exercise might forestall the progression of it, because it's not curable at the moment.
Now with Empower app, we're getting information that can be used to personalize the care that patients receive.
If we could bring research and care together and really bridge that gap, we could help people.
Interesting that they showed the iPhone in use here again, emphasizing the importance of privacy, but also the importance of the iPhone itself.
Right.
As more than just a toy.
Am I going to have a seizure while I'm driving?
Well, and as you have it around, have it all the time. And of course, this underlines if they're going to be adding some kind of medical additions to the watch.
Research app to use the Apple Watch.
If there's one thread to what's going on these days, it's big data. And this is these devices, watches, and phones are really good for collecting data. Obviously,
what they're doing is exciting because they're trying to find a predictor. Having that would be amazing because I would know, hey, this is going to happen. You have plenty of time to get to safety. It's like, okay, I got this.
Yeah, you really feel that this is Tim Cook's
initiative. This is no longer just about research. People are using apps to learn about themselves in a way that they couldn't before, to create a better life for themselves in terms of
He's been much more focused
health.
On impact, Apple's overall research, impact, yeah. rather than just yeah. its technology.
Research. Yeah. More importantly, it's laid the foundation to transform care.
What's really
it's good
amazing
for business,
about
but
an
it's
iPhone
a, you know,
is mm-hmm. you have it
you
in your pocket.
Can't deny
you don't
it's a good
need
thing.
Any special equipment.
Yeah.
Here's the phone.
It's good the businesses are focused on. You look yeah. at, I mean, they're doing this. Salesforce has its 111. There's all kinds of other... I think pushing corporations, I mean, them doing it themselves, I think is a good...
Well, and technology is key to these tools and to the creation, the collection of the data, but also to the analysis of the data. You know, these technology companies really do need to step up for this. This is good.
You know, when we introduced Research Kit, our goal was simply to improve medical research, and we thought our work was largely done. But what you probably saw in the film and what became clear to us later is the very same tools used to advance medical research can also be used to help people with their care. Let me give you an example. In the Parkinson's study, patients do tests several times a day on their iPhone, like the simple tap test you saw in the video, to assess their symptom levels. And researchers can see the symptom level across a range of days. And they can see this before and after medication. And there were lots of patients like patients A, where you can see that symptom levels improve post-medication. In other words, the medicine's working. But there were also a lot of patients like patient B, where post-medication, there's no improvement at all. Their symptom levels didn't change. In other words, the medicine's not working. The patient either needs a different dose or a different medication or maybe no medication at all. But today, neither the individual nor the caregiver has this information. And we think empowering people with data about their health is incredibly important.
This is Apple COO Jeff Williams getting his moment on the stage. I'm sure Apple, as you said, Tim Cook would like to have a role as an MC bringing many Apple people up on stage.
CareKit is a framework to build apps that empower people to take a more active role in their care. And the very
it's interesting
first
because you see
app
in some
being
ways,
released today is for Parkinson's.
Tim's image
and it
in the executives as well. They're older, they're more serious.
So people can
they're
start
not quite so trendy and hipster.
Their right. health.
Still on untucked shirt.
We still haven't seen Eddie Q or Craig Federighi or Phil Schiller, the hip trio they made.
But yeah, the COO with an untucked shirt.
So they can have a more informed discussion about individualized
Chinese
treatments.
Shirt, though.
Yeah, but older, and you know, I think it's nice to see some gray hair.
Surgery. One of the things physicians tell us is that one of the most important things affecting outcome of surgery is actually what you do during the recovery process. Yet, we go from being monitored by a team of highly trained specialists using leading-edge technology.
Serenity does raise Caldwell on her Twitter feed does raise it. She's
a single sheet of paper.
Presentation today raises an interesting point
what
that
pretty much across
while this is valuable for collecting data and diagnosis, it might also raise the level of paranoia and health anxiety in people who are wearing these things.
Right.
A lot of doctors say, you know, they're not in favor of all of the extra tests and measurements that people want because it often produces false positives and a health anxiety in a way that isn't beneficial.
Yeah, I think tracking is definitely causes anxiety, and you don't really know what to do with the data. I think that's kind of what he's trying to address. Like, here's the data, here's what you can do with it. With CareKit, it's making sense of the data.
Right.
It's got a symptom and measurement tracker where you can record information.
It's a hypochondriac's dream.
You can record things like
funny,
your temperature to monitor.
When we used to work on these events a long time ago, and the saying was always, you don't measure what matters. What you measure matters.
Interesting.
As soon as you decide to start measuring,
this is what I'm going to pay attention to.
That's true.
Through this recovery process. And best of all, you can share this information with your physician, who will take the results of how you're doing, and they will dynamically update your care plan.
My doctors aren't
so
doing this. I don't know
fly.
If yours are.
Something
I don't know
just
anybody's
not
who
possible.
Are.
I don't have any doctors.
Yeah.
I should.
You need to get
those
some.
Those are just
I haven't
two examples
for a long time.
Kind of CareKit apps. There are others coming, and we think the possibilities here are limited.
In Germany, they were like, "What's who's your regular physician?"
A word
I
about
a physician in 20 years.
Nothing is more sensitive than your health.
I see ER.
Is bliss sometimes.
I see ER doctors every once in a while.
And with whom you share this information.
Most.
CareKit, like ResearchKit, will be open source, and it will be available in April.
So this is a new product for Apple, which is the second stage of research.
Absolutely humbled and inspired by the response to ResearchKit.
To help,
and we can't wait to see what great apps get created with CareKit. Thank you. Back to Tim.
I'd love to know what doctors think of this. Boy, it feels so intimate. It feels like such a small stage, isn't it?
It's amazing that in such a short period of time, that ResearchKit has had a profound impact on the broad area of medical research.
Our hope is that something we talk to our clients about a lot is that it's
kind of impact.
It's really hard to argue that you need more than 300 people in a room, you know, for a live event that's going to be seen by millions.
The key is streaming it, right?
Yeah, if you're streaming it effectively, there's not like why do you need more people is the question. Unless it's some kind of optical. You want us to make it feel like a big party.
Yeah.
Less than a
like
year
announcing
ago,
the Apple Watch.
The Apple Watch has become the top selling smartwatch in the world.
It's a better event for everyone.
But most importantly to us, customers love it. They found that it's not just useful, but it's become an essential
Apple
part
watch
of their
daily
lives.
Apple Watch number one said smelling smartwatch.
No, it smells great. It's minty.
Directly from the wrist.
It's not much a surprise.
As well as track their activity.
These kinds of statistics are so vague as to be almost useless.
I couldn't go back to a regular watch, though. I do at times. So when I go, I actually go back to my old watch when I'm overseas sometimes because I'm afraid of the battery.
Yeah. And how it gives the watch
now we're going to talk about bands.
New look. One that's appropriate
this has
for
to be a great profit center for Apple, but I give them credit for not patenting
the lugs. You can regularly change their bands. Today, we're introducing some brand new colors and a new band that's made from a whole different material. Our new woven nylon band.
Now, these are the NATO bands that Mary was talking about.
Except, how is this too, I don't know. I want a NATO band. I want it to look like a NATO band.
Our
I don't want it to look like
woven nylon
sure they can
band
get you khaki.
No, I mean, but it's the it weave is too fine. It looks too shiny. You know, it looks too nice to be a NATO band.
It's going to be incredibly popular. Also, there's new sport and leather bands in all new colors, and there's a stunning space black Milanese loop.
Yeah, we expected all of
these. Absolutely beautiful. We're really excited about this new spring lineup, and we want even more people to be able to enjoy Apple Watch and what it can do for them. So beginning today, Apple Watch will start at just $299.
Ah, $50 price drop. Mm-hmm. That's the Apple Watch Sport, of course.
That's our
and I went with the Sport because I
Apple
knew
I'd
get another one.
But, now I'd like to talk about Apple TV.
It puts it on a par, essentially, with the top-of-the-line Fitbits.
In your house. Yep.
People by the way, that's it on Watch. Anybody who thought we'd see more stuff, that was it.
What was the whole new
now we go to
material?
TV.
Was that it was the NATO band.
NATO band. Nylon.
Okay.
We had the largest sales ever for Apple TV.
5,000 Apple TV apps.
Television. And this transition is well
best
underway.
Sales
I was
ever.
Last night.
In just a short period of time since the Apple TV has
Apple
been
TV.
Shipping, we have 5,000 apps.
From day
on
one,
the App
this
is
something we wanted the Apple TV to do.
There's
it
amazing
so
content
to
apps to enjoy.
Yeah. All it was always the there. It was just a matter of.
Like this one from HBO, HBO Now, where you can watch the latest HBO shows whenever you want, wherever you want. Shows like Game of Thrones.
I haven't found myself because I don't have cable. I get those subscriptions. I have HBO Now. I have Showtime. I have
and NCAA March Madness Live, just in time, where you can watch two live tournament games
this
simultaneously.
This has been pretty impressive, and I'm looking forward to Major League Baseball on this as well.
And you can also monitor the scores of the other games and quickly change between the
I would imagine.
And, of course, there's a whole bunch of games to pick from.
Tim Cook's a big fan.
Like this one from AG Drive.
NCAA.
Now, in addition to great video content and great games, there's a wide variety of other apps on the App Store, like Solar Walk 2, which turns your living room into a planetarium, and Brain Pop, which is a great educational
Tim
app
went to
for
Auburn
kids,
and, his,
and Grubhub. Of course, you can order your favorite food and get it delivered right to your home.
I talked to a developer, and he said, this is like
Cody,
this is literally to a developer like the lottery.
Workouts. There's some
you know, like
ones.
If you get picked here?
Yeah.
This is just
you know, if you get picked on it, if Apple picks you on one of these events to show off what you're doing, he said it's just like, you know, you can literally, the rest of your year is done.
Powers the Apple TV, and at the heart of the Apple TV experience is Siri.
With Siri, you can just ask for something great to watch, like show me movies with Kevin Hart.
Really?
And there it is.
That's what you chose.
I would have chosen the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Or TV show, Siri searches the popular apps.
Which, by the way, is now available. 1980s one with Anthony Andrews.
We've added some great content.
Still an SD.
We've got more coming, and we'll keep adding more over time.
I checked every month for like 2 years.
Now, we've got some other great features coming to Apple TV.
Siri, is Scarlet Pimpernel available yet?
Folders.
Folders.
Now you can organize your apps on your home screen just like you want to.
That's a big...
Not that many yet.
No, but with 5,000 apps, you can see you quickly we're heading towards.
So you can now use your voice to enter text on the screen.
Oh.
This includes usernames and passwords.
We knew this, of course. This was in the beta, so uppercase Y, asterisk, Z.
Siri for
there's Renee. I saw Renee. Renee spotting.
Or any type of app that you want. And now you can access your entire iCloud photo library, including live photos, right on your big screen.
That's nice.
All of this is available as a free update beginning today.
Quick.
Yeah.
That's Apple
Fire up our Apple TV. Oh, wait a minute. We're busy watching the stream. Don't do it now.
Now I'd
that's
like
what
to talk
we're watching
about
this
iPhone.
On.
iPhone is the most loved smartphone in the world. And today we're welcoming a new member to the iPhone family. And to tell you all about it, I'd like to invite up Greg Joswick. Greg?
Jaws, they're getting everybody up here.
Our customers are loving the new iPhone 6S and 6S Plus.
Get a little hipper.
And while the vast majority of our customers prefer these larger display iPhones, we're here today to talk about a smaller iPhone. Our 4-inch iPhones are actually an important part of our lineup. This last year, we sold over 30 million 4-inch iPhones.
What?
That's a lot of phones. Put it in perspective, it took us about 2.5 years to sell that many iPhones when we first started from our entire lineup. So why are people buying 4-inch iPhones?
Three-year-old iPhones.
There's two reasons. First, for some people, they simply love smaller phones.
Yeah.
They want the most compact iPhone design. Second, we found that for a lot of these customers,
it's too expensive.
It's their first iPhone. Whether they're switching from Android or it's their first smartphone, it's the first time they're experiencing iOS and our hardware and software integration and our
4 inches
amazing
the five
ecosystem.
See the 5S, sorry.
And in some
Fours
countries like China, it's the majority of these customers. It's their very
That's
first
what I want
iPhone.
Next.
So some people asked us, some people even pleaded with us,
Please
keep the 4-inch products in our lineup. Well, today we're going to do just that, and we're going to make it a whole lot better. And as you may have heard, we're calling it the iPhone SE.
As you may have heard.
May have heard.
That's got to gall them.
Thanks to Frank, who's now fired.
Yeah, they would love to keep us a secret.
So let me show it to you. So we start with this beloved aluminum design, but we've made some beautiful refinements, including this gorgeous rose gold finish.
Uh-huh. This is essentially
we've added matte chamfered
edges. Rounded
and an inset stainless steel
Five.
Apple logo, just like the iPhone 6S.
But not as rounded as
But it's on the inside where the iPhone SE really shines. It's got advanced technologies that make this the most powerful 4-inch phone ever. It's incredibly powerful, which makes it even better to do the things that iPhone customers want to do,
or is it
including playing the most graphic-intensive games. So at the heart of the iPhone SE, of course, is our chips.
So this
is
good
Apple
news.
Mm-hmm.
This means this is as capable as
with
your 6S.
With its embedded M9 motion coprocessor. This means that the iPhone SE has the same processing performance as the iPhone
That's
6S.
Significant. That's
which
crazy.
Is literally double the speed
also the,
of
M9
the iPhone
means
5S.
It means always on
And the
Siri,
iPhone SE also has the same incredible graphics performance as the iPhone 6S, which is 3 times faster than the iPhone 5S. And the embedded M9 motion coprocessor is always on. So it enables all kinds of features, like tracking your fitness all day. But it also allows you to use Hey Siri. So hands-free, you can say things like
this. Has all the features of the 6S, except maybe...
Hey Siri, how do you feel about recycling?
3D Touch.
Noted, none of
I love the Apple Renew program, but Liam really tears me apart.
Liam's got his little mention.
That's for Lisa. So even though it has all these new capabilities And it's so much more powerful than the iPhone 5S. The iPhone SE delivers incredible battery improvements across the board.
It's going to be incredible.
And, of course, people love taking photos with their iPhones more than any other phone or camera. So we wanted to give it our most advanced camera system. So we've given it our incredible 12-megapixel EyeSight camera with focus pixels.
So this is the flash. iPhone 6S camera.
And we have, of course, that image signal processor from the A9 that enables all kinds of great features like the panorama pictures up to 62
megapixels.
So it really
is a no-compromise, smaller
iPhone. But also improvements to video, slow-mo, time-lapse, and, of course, your photos.
And I guess 3D touch isn't enough.
Which means you can take incredible pictures like this.
To...
And this.
That's Petaluma,
I don't know what you're thinking, but that is not Phil Schiller skateboarding to work. It looks just like him, though. And the
iPhone SE can capture live photos, so you can take your
still photos and have them come to life. And our front-facing FaceTime HD camera, we've given the Retina flash. What that means is, you want to take a selfie in low light, we're able to drive the display three times brighter than normal in order to flash the true tone. Flash for you, so you get a picture like this instead of the dark selfie.
I don't
you can even capture 4K video. And just like the iPhone 6S, you can edit up to two simultaneous streams of 4K video with iMovie right on the iPhone SE. We've also given it great wireless capabilities. We now have LTE speeds that are 50% faster than the iPhone 5S. And we've added more LTE bands, so you have better global roaming. And, of course, high-fidelity call quality with voice over LTE. And we've given it high-speed Wi-Fi as well with 802.11ac, which is three times faster than the iPhone 5S. And high-quality Wi-Fi calling is also supported.
They're definitely contained. If you still have a 5S, this is your
phone. Now, it has Touch ID to keep the contents of your iPhone secure, but also quickly available to you with just a touch of your finger. And now you can make easy, secure, and private payments with Apple Pay.
It'll be interesting to see what the price point is on this, because
that's the key.
Really, you're only making a decision on price.
An NFC radio and a secure element screen size inside of the iPhone SE.
Yeah, that's good, though.
We launched Apple Pay in these countries, and we most recently rolled it out in China, where the response was absolutely fantastic. We had over 3 million cards added in the first 72 hours alone. Absolutely fantastic. And, of course, the iPhone SE meets our really high environmental standards. It is, of course, highly recyclable aluminum and glass, but it's got other recyclable components and materials as well, which both Lisa and Liam loves.
So speculation
was $450 on this. And it's free from that naughty list of unfriendly materials as well. So as you can see, we've added an incredible array of advanced technologies to the iPhone SE. And it's really compact.
That would make it a very attractive
phone. Which makes it the most powerful 4-inch phone ever.
I don't think it'll do that, but man, that's like scorched earth.
So the iPhone SE, what does it cost? Well, we're going to start the price of the iPhone SE at only $399.
That's a 16 gig.
You should have scored.
16 gigabytes. That's
the one you don't want.
Yeah.
But I think people buying this may be satisfied with that.
I'm buying five. That's the company. I mean, this is the company.
That's the company.
And we have a higher capacity 64 gigabyte model for just $499. And if you're on a two-year subsidized service contract, you get the iPhone SE for free.
Yeah, nobody does that.
Of course, we know installment plans have become incredibly popular, and the iPhone SE now starts at just $17 per month without a service contract.
Yeah, I think this is.
So the iPhone SE joins our incredible lineup of iPhones with the iPhone 6, 6 Plus, 6S, and 6S Plus.
With that kind of performance,
it's the strongest iPhone lineup we've ever had.
It really takes a lot of the oxygen out of the cell phone market.
iPhone SE this Thursday, March 24th.
Order Thursday for delivery
next week, March the 31st.
End of the month.
We'll be shipping first in these countries, but many more will quickly follow. We'll be in more than 100 countries by the end of May. So that's the iPhone SE. So whether this is your first iPhone or you just love smaller phones, we think you're going to love it. But I got more. Fundamentally important, of course, to the iPhone experience is iOS. And iOS is the most advanced mobile operating system in the world. And, of course, our latest version, iOS 9, was released this past fall with incredible features as well as improvements to the foundation of iOS.
iOS product marketing.
9 today is running on 80% of our active iOS devices.
This is something Microsoft would love.
That compares incredibly
kind of penetration.
The latest version of Android.
Google would love.
Also released this past fall, which is running on 2%.
It's not quite fair, of course, because Google doesn't control the updates as Apple does.
And for the last couple of months, we've been
Google
testing
made that choice.
And publicly
they started with it in control and then gave up quickly.
Which is one of the biggest dot releases.
They were more interested in getting Android on a lot of different
And it adds some new innovations as well as improvements to a wide range of apps. So I'd like to share some of the highlights with you. Let's start with Night Shift. So studies have shown that exposure to blue light in the evening can actually make it harder for you to fall asleep at night. So Night Shift automatically shifts the colors of the display to the warmer end of the spectrum.
Did they ever give the guys that created this on the hack
Well, when it's enabled,
they've been
Night
Sherlocked,
Shift uses
my friend.
Your iOS device's clock as well as its geolocation to know when it's sunset in your location. And then it automatically shifts the color
of the Android's
display
doing this too.
To the warmer end of the spectrum, which
I feel
reduces
like this is
the
kind
blue
of
light,
giving in to,
which may help you sleep better.
Kind of horse bucky.
It's a really cool feature.
To be honest with you.
maybe we shouldn't use our phones after a certain time.
Well, I don't know.
I admit, I use mine right before I go to bed.
Hundreds of millions of people every day.
It doesn't affect
my customers are loving.
How do you know?
Newly redesigned.
I know. Maybe not.
Well, today we're adding the ability to further protect your most personal
your notes
with a passcode or fingerprint.
Yeah.
Health. The Health app gives users a quick and easy dashboard to their health and fitness data. And there are already over 2,500 apps that provide data into the Health app. And we want to make it easier
for customers to find the right app. This has been a problem because I think a lot of people just put that Health app in an Apple folder and never look at it.
We've added great app suggestions right into the Health app so you could easily add data to your dashboard.
I haven't done anything with it. I should.
News. We introduced Apple News with iOS 9, and it's become the source of news for over 50 million active users. And in iOS 9, we want to make it even faster and more personalized. So we're adding top stories to make it easier to track your news on your iPhone or iPad. And For You now suggests trending topics as well as editor's picks. CarPlay. CarPlay is the safer, smarter way
to use Ford's
your
first
in your car.
CarPlay is coming out in June.
And every major
Escape.
Car brand
Escape is going
to
be
admitted. To integrate CarPlay into their cars. And already more than 100 car models have been announced with CarPlay support.
I think the Honda Civic already has it. Is that possible?
So you can expect to see this
Josh Windisch,
in
one of our
more
editors
and more
just
places.
Bought one.
And with iOS 9.3, we've added even more useful features to CarPlay.
I've stalled buying a new car.
For instance, your Apple Music experience gets better with New and For You, which provides songs, artists, albums, handpicked by experts, as well as selections based on your own preferences. And Maps gets even better. With the nearby feature, which allows you to find gas, parking, restaurants, and more.
I had a new experience in Austin. I had a
education.
The Apple Maps was accurate, and the Google Maps was sending me to the wrong part of town.
Interesting.
The new one.
I think Apple Maps. I think the problems they had early on are gone.
9.3 using iPads in the classroom
takes a while.
Is even easier.
Yeah. Google had a big head start. Apple
with
caught
a preview
up quickly.
Of a new suite of software
and capabilities. Throw $1 billion at it.
That are designed specifically for students, teachers, and administrators. So that's just some of the highlights of iOS 9.3. We think it's turned out really great, and it's going to make the best mobile experience even better. And it's available as a free update for all of you today.
Ah, right away.
That's iOS 9.3.
Not at the moment. I'm just checking on my
SE.
iPhone. I don't
see Thank
it,
you very much.
Still on 9.2.1.
Thank you.
Apple's been pretty disciplined. I'm expecting this to be exactly 60 minutes.
It's a great update.
Within a couple
iOS,
minutes.
I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to sleeping better. And I'm incredibly excited about iPhone SE. Many, many customers have asked for this, and I think they're really going to love it.
So now iPad, I would
guess.
Next
up is iPad. Yeah. We believe that iPad is the perfect expression of the future of personal computing. We took a giant step in this direction last fall with the introduction of the 12.9-inch iPad Pro. And since then, many people are telling us that the iPad Pro has become their primary computing device. We've got some exciting news for you today. And to tell you all about it, I'd like to invite up Phil Schiller. Phil?
Well, you nailed it when you said Tim is the MC. He hasn't spent much time on stage at all.
Just boom, 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 hands it off.
Well, good morning, everyone. I couldn't be more excited to be the one to be able to tell you all about iPad. Customers really have fallen in love with the new iPad Pro in the 6 months that it's been on the market. They're in love with the huge 12.9-inch Retina display, all its performance, all the capabilities, the speaker system, and the Apple Pencil. That is a true revolutionary breakthrough. We're hearing so much from customers around the world. Customers like John Lasseter, Chief Creative Officer.
Megan and I know him.
Pixar and Disney Animation Studios. John had this to say. The iPad Pro and the Apple Pencil are the closest we've ever been able to get in the digital world to actually drawing on
paper. Seeing
that
video early on with the iPad Pro. The
or Stephen Gates, head of design at Citi. At Citi, iPad Pro is truly transforming how we work. Our design team has incorporated iPad Pro into their daily workflow.
I have to admit, I am really getting to the point now with my iPad that I pull out my computer and go, oh, pull it out the truck.
I feel like it's a niche product, though. It's not a mass product.
iPad Pro goes with me everywhere.
I use my laptop.
Including designing the latest cycling.
I use my laptop for hardcore stuff, but in general communication now, I'm just having my iPad out.
Really?
I run half my company with an iPhone.
It would be great, though, if we're a little bit smaller.
It is a revolutionary.
That would be great.
So that's why today we're so excited to introduce you to, for the first time, the second member of the iPad Pro family.
So cute.
An entirely new iPad Pro based around a 9.7-inch Retina display.
This is exactly,
and it weighs less than 1 pound.
What the rumor mill expected.
It is an iPad Pro.
I think this might be an interesting product.
But why make a second iPad Pro that's smaller? Well, there are two really great reasons. First, we started iPad with a 9.7-inch display for a very good reason. It's a large enough display to get all of your work done, but small and light enough to carry with you everywhere you go.
I really want an iPad Pro Mini.
The size. And from really the beginning,
the Apple store is closed, which would generally indicate that
I'm really happy to tell you
there
that
may be some action today.
Over 200 million iPads.
Remember,
with
you can't order the new
iPhone
until Thursday. So,
for all of these customers, when they learn about the features of iPad Pro, they'll all see that it is their ultimate upgrade.
How much?
There's a second group of people that would love to reach with this new iPad Pro. Windows users.
You may not
know this, but the majority of people who come to an iPad Pro are coming from a Windows PC, a desktop, or a notebook.
You mean replacing
now, of
their
course,
Windows
we all
PC?
Know, Windows PCs were originally conceived
with an iPad Pro.
Before there was an internet, before there was social media, before there were app stores.
And all right, I got to see what Thurrott has to say about
an
this.
An amazing statistic. There are over 600 million PCs in use today that are over 5 years old. This is really sad.
He's been snarking the whole time.
It really is. These people, yes, could really, really benefit from an iPad Pro.
I think for the when they see most the people using a PC, the vast majority of them could really get away with an iPad Pro.
Probably
the way my mom uses it.
Exactly.
You know, it's just,
well, many of them, and my mom loves it. I got her one for Christmas.
My mom has an iPad Pro also.
She loves it.
Best of all, they can get access to all those incredible apps in the App Store. And we're so happy to tell you there are now over 1 million apps in the App Store designed for iPad, and they work beautifully on iPad Pro. So let me tell you a lot more about this brand new iPad Pro. First, it has a Pro display, which starts with the same materials used in the 12.9-inch iPad Pro, an Oxide TFT display driven by a custom Apple timing controller. The custom controller has a variable refresh rate, so it runs really fast but power efficient. We use our photo alignment technology to align the individual crystals so it has an incredible contrast ratio and sharp text. But there's so much more to this display. It is 40% less reflective than an iPad Air 2. At just 1.8% reflectivity, it is the lowest reflectivity of any tablet. And if you're a pro working, you really appreciate that low reflectivity. And it's brighter, too, 25% brighter than an iPad Air 2. It puts out 500 nits of light, which makes it the brightest tablet available. And it has a very wide color gamut. It uses the Digital Cinema Spec DCI-P3, which gives it a 25% greater color saturation than iPad Air 2. In so many ways, this is the best display we've ever built for an iPad. In addition, it supports two really breakthrough features. The first you've heard about from JAWS. It works with night shift. So that as the sun goes down, the brightness dims a bit, the blue light wavelengths get reduced, and some people find that makes it easier to get to sleep. But the second
feature,
it's
the first thing I turn off, to be honest with you.
That's never appeared on any device before.
You got this great color gamut. Now you're going to make it yellow.
Yeah.
We call it a true tone display. A true tone display measures the color temperature of ambient light and adjust this display.
Is that something you'd want
match.
As a photo or
somebody
video
already
editor?
Gets
do you
this.
Want to have
this is great.
The ambient light affect the color on the screen?
Ambient light sensors that measure both.
As long as you can lock it, it's great. It does make a difference. So have a color accurate view of things, you do need to take into account.
Because the ambient light changes what you're seeing.
It changes how you perceive it. So you generally pay attention to that when you're setting up a color accurate display. But you'd want to be able to lock it, because what you don't want it to do is keep on changing. That's the thing that really becomes annoying.
Takes on a warm tone. But now you use a digital device. Digital device.
I think for reading, this is great.
And that light has the same color temperature no matter where it is. So the color cast isn't right. It doesn't match paper white. Well, except now if it is a true tone display, it does.
I'm just afraid they're going to go too far with it.
Use it automatically
like it'll be like this weird color every time you use it.
It's warmer or cooler.
I have a feeling I'd probably turn it off pretty quickly.
It's really natural to use. Once you use a display with this true tone technology,
I don't
you
think
never
this
want to
is
go
in
back
the, is this
to old
in
technology
the
again.
Big
it
iPad
is quite
Pro?
A breakthrough.
I don't remember them talking about this.
No. But the big iPad Pro is hard to read in bed.
Right? Yeah,
it's not it's a, this is more like book size.
Next, it has a Pro audio system. There's four speakers working in the stereo system that adjust automatically the frequencies between highs and lows depending on how you hold it. It also puts out twice the audio volume of an iPad Air 2. But best of all, this has incredible level of performance unlike any other mobile device. It has our fastest chip ever, an A9X. This is our third generation 64-bit chip, over 3 billion transistors. It's made with a 3D FinFET architecture. If you don't know what that is, it is unbelievably state-of-the-art. And people are noticing. TechRadar wrote, iPad Pro packs powerful enough hardware to be a genuine laptop replacement with more than enough grunt in terms of processor and graphics performance. And it has a ton of grunt.
When you're quoting TechRadar, you're kind of...
delivering over half a
I don't know, maybe it's just a changing media scene.
Power. That's more than an Xbox 360 and a device that you hold in the palm of your hands. It's incredible for gaming.
The first blog I'd quote.
It's also incredible for professional applications, modeling, rendering, just fly on the new iPad Pro. And it's absolutely enough performance for the great iOS 9 features for multitasking, when you can have apps side by side and video streaming and picture in picture. It is an incredibly powerful chip. It also, as Jaws told you, includes our embedded M9 motion coprocessor. With that, apps that use our built-in sensors are instantly calibrated and up and running quickly. It also supports, hey, Siri. I said it that way because I know it always sets off people's phones when I do it.
Thank you.
This means you can talk to your iPad.
You.
And you can
Jaws
ask it to open
not,
your mail
the way,
and check messages. You can talk to your iPad and ask it to go to a website or look up a contact, and it can do it all automatically for you.
It'd be interesting to see if this kickstarts iPad
Pro
sales, which have been declining steadily for years.
It's a smart keyboard designed specifically
for the
size.
The market has kind of spoken on the iPad.
Yeah,
I'm not sure
need
exactly
a good
what they're saying. Yeah, but they need something to get them back.
I think a lot of people have. Like, my kids are still happy with the ones that have been.
People don't like it. They just
I mean, my iPad 1 only died like 3 months ago. I mean, they've been using it quite happily until then.
For example, my favorite feature, Command Tab, so I can switch between my multitasking applications just like on my desktop Mac. And it supports the greatest accessory Apple has ever made, the Pencil. This is an amazing device. It's a breakthrough, and people are really falling in love with it. Christopher Finn of Creative Block wrote, "Let me be completely clear.
Wow, are
this
they
is
really
the best
good?
Digital drive tool there has ever been." We couldn't agree more.
I guess it's the, you know, it's the death of PC Magazine and Mac World, but they're not dead. But
it senses pressure as well as the tilt angle for amazing.
Well, it also it gives benefit to blogs
like
who are
paper,
like going to say nice things about Apple.
On the iPad, yeah. Because it's built-in palm rejection software. And it recognizes the pencil as well as your fingertips, so that you can use both simultaneously to advanced techniques for your drawings, your illustrations. People love drawing and doing illustrations on it. They also like taking notes on it. It's an incredible device. There are other Pro accessories as well. A great new line of Lightning adapters. For example, a new Lightning SD card reader that's incredibly fast. And this is a really powerful accessory, a USB card reader. Sure, it lets you plug in your camera, which many of us do, but because it's powered, you can use a lot of powered USB devices. For example, you can plug in an Ethernet adapter to get on your corporate network. And for those of you who are podcasters, what? You like, you can plug in a microphone and do your podcast right from an iPad Pro.
Has there ever been an Ethernet connection for an iPad? I think that's a first, isn't it?
I have never... Are you...
Customers love taking photos with their iPads as well.
They're trying. They're really trying to move it to the laptop market,
but more importantly,
right?
They can use the camera for work as well.
It's one of the number one reasons we don't use iPads for things is because we're like, oh, we need to have an Ethernet connection.
Interesting.
You can use it to see constellations in the night sky. What? There are so many great uses for that camera. And in the new iPad Pro, we put our most advanced camera yet.
Revolutionize everything.
It's a 12-megapixel iSight camera with its focus pixels, true-tone flash.
So this is now bringing the camera to the camera up to the iPhone.
It looks like
a whole bunch of people are going to hold up their iPad at the next Pharrell concert.
Something for a long time I really didn't understand why they didn't do this.
4K video with it. So right on your
iPad. It's a great video. I mean, the viewfinder is so great. I know it's annoying. Don't do it at concerts, folks, or your kids' performances. But
well, so the thing is if you really want to get crazy with this, I mean, you could have three iPads with big viewfinders that are connected via Ethernet back to a switcher. You could be like, you know, that could be really fascinating.
You see what we do. This is the best upgrade ever for every iPad owner.
There's a market opportunity there.
PC replacement.
That's the key phrase there. For every iPad owner,
like everything
the best
we do,
upgrade.
The team
They're
works
really
hard
trying to get
to make it all those people that are sitting there like waiting.
Mercury-free LED backlit display, arsenic-free display glass.
I have to say, it's a pretty
beryllium-free,
compelling
PVC-free,
upgrade.
And highly recyclable glass and aluminum.
And only $399.
The iPad Pro comes in four metal finishes, silver, gold, space gray.
What are we guessing, $699?
For the first time, rose gold as well.
The rumors were $699, but it's $100 more at the base model. The question is the memory configurations.
And there are great cases.
They were set. The rumors were there will be only two, much like the iPad Pro.
Right.
32 gigs and 128 gigs.
With a 9.7-inch Retina display, what will it cost? Well, we're really excited to offer a 32-gigabyte iPad Pro for $599.
Yeah. So
that's $200
exactly
less expensive
said.
Than the 12.9-inch, and hopefully we can reach a lot more customers.
That's a good point.
It.
I mean, if you've been looking at the big iPad Pro.
For $749, and for the first time ever in an iOS device, there's a configuration now.
256 gigabytes
of storage.
And that's $150 more.
Still.
Is that something people want?
Oh, yeah.
Orders begin.
If I was given the choice between this bigger one and that one, I would have picked that one.
They also start shipping. Next week.
Available for order.
We are so
Thursday,
excited about this iPad Pro. The team's
end of the
worked
month.
So hard on it. We really love it. And we've created a brief video.
I think Apple's getting much more aggressive about the pricing.
So there you have it. Exactly as we expected, an iPhone SE and an iPhone Pro in the 10-inch variety. Our live special is brought to you by Carbonite. That the most powerful without automatic cloud backup, everything on your computer is at risk from hackers, from viruses, from disaster. Well, frankly, even from human error. A few things are as bad for business as downtime. Why take the risk? Carbonite Cloud Backup protects the files that keep your business or your home running smoothly. No wonder 1.5 million people trust Carbonite. And I just saw that they've restored now 50 billion files that would have been lost forever without Carbonite Backup. From spreadsheets and emails to digital photos and music. Start your free trial at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use the offer code TWIT and 2 free bonus months when you decide to buy. Carbonite, you got to back it up to get it back. Do it right with Carbonite, the offer code TWIT. We thank them for their support of our TWIT Live coverage of Apple's Spring 2016 event. Apple running their own ad right now, although some might argue that the whole event is an Apple ad.
Contrast and clarity.
This is the new iPad Pro, a 10-inch, and really is the new iPad.
A wider color gamut for even more
pencil availability. Is there anything from the iPad Air that's missing in this?
Which responds and adapts to the light around you.
No reason to do an Air anymore. This replaces the Air.
Measure the intensity and color temperature of your environment, and then adjust.
And some interesting features that are upgrades from the iPad Pro, the previous iPad Pro, including adjusting the ambient light sensor.
Do you find the iPad Air looks small when you go from the Pro? Because when I look at my iPad Air, everything looks small, the same way I look at a 4-inch iPhone.
Well, I make the jump to the iPad Mini at home, the new Mini, and Yeah, no, I think it's the right tool for the right job. The mini I could throw into my
I still want a mini with a pencil. I still think there's going to be. I think
I have a feeling
this fall. I think this is the beginning. Right? I think that we get by the fall. I bet you we get a mini with a pencil because you just really want something you can sketch on.
While the touch system recognizes your hand, fingers, and Apple Pencil individually.
No mention of an LTE option.
When you
although,
rest your hand on the screen,
can't imagine
it ignores
it
input
that.
Generated by your palm and forearm, letting you work as freely as you would on a piece of paper. The smart keyboard was designed to add even more flexibility. It works seamlessly with iOS 9 to add unique. It
seems like a good compromise for people who want to stay with a MacBook of some kind, but want something portable that they can travel with.
The iPad Pro display.
I'd really like to see, and we'll have, I'm sure, after the event, people will have a chance to go to the demo room and try the keyboard, because that's going to be a much smaller keyboard.
But no changes to the current iPad Pro keyboard.
Yeah.
Just smaller. Mentioned.
The new iPad Pro gives everyone the ability.
Yeah, I will say for that, that's the one thing with the Pro is you feel like you have enough room to type.
It's a real keyboard.
It's a real keyboard, yeah.
And things you've never done before. It's where we believe.
Yeah, I think this is
personal computing.
You know, like, I always feel this way at every Apple event. This is one I want to buy. Not so much the iPhone SE, but.
So these are our iPad Pros now in two sizes, starting at just $599, the 9.7, and the 12.9 also now gets that new 256-gigabyte configuration, so our highest-end customers are going to love that. This is the best lineup we've ever had of iPads by far. It starts
it replaces
with
the Air,
iPad Mini
it?
At $269.
Well, they still have the Air 2.
The iPad Air 2, which used to be our highest-end 9.7-inch iPad, is now reduced to $100 to just $399, so a lot of customers are going to like that. And the iPad Pros start at just $599. So that's our news on iPad. Back to you, Tim.
All right. Now, here's the question. Is there one more thing? Maybe a new MacBook? Maybe not.
We think whether you
it's 11 o'clock exactly.
iPad,
this is their one-hour mark.
Time for you to replace that PC laptop. The iPad Pro is an amazing choice.
Recently, they've been really hitting about an hour with plus or minus 5 minutes.
So you've seen some incredible products this morning and some great things on two initiatives that are very important to us. Like our work to curtail climate change by powering Apple on 100% renewable energy, and CareKit, transforming the way individuals manage their health. Cool new bands for Apple Watch, now starting at just $299. A great update for Apple TV with folders and expanded use of both Siri and dictation. The iPhone SE, the most powerful 4-inch phone ever created. An iPad Pro, so powerful and so capable, it truly is the future of personal computing. We're always pushing forward and innovating and doing things that positively affect many people. It's something that Apple has been doing for over 40 years. This is probably the last product introduction in the town hall that you're sitting in today. We've had a lot of important announcements here.
Interesting.
It's a very special place with lots of memories. The iPod was announced in this room, and so was the App Store. We have lots of great memories here. Next year, in 2017, we're looking forward to moving.
Spaceship Campus. Now, the next Apple event is...
to our new campus.
...is the iPhone 7, but that'll be a big announcement.
Yeah,
so
that'll be
there.
We expect that we're going to have many, many opportunities to invite all of you to join us there.
Not all of us. I'm
we're looking at
some of us.
To move. Who knows? Every day is a new day, Leo.
Someday. Someday will be important enough.
He's just rubbing it in, isn't he?
I'd like to thank everybody.
I think we're going to invite everyone except for Leo.
To everyone at Apple who made today possible. Members of the press,
the
we have a hands-on area across
in this
the hall in the piano
and
bar. And
the so piano
please
bar.
Go get
Did
your
you
hands
that?
On these great products.
There's a piano
thank you very
bar.
Much.
All right, that wraps it up. Exactly an hour. Tim Cook taking off, and the small crowd. There's Craig Federighi. He did not get his day, and his hair did not get his day in the sun, nor did Eddie Q. But we did see some new faces, including Apple's environmental policy person who took the stage to talk about Apple's environmental initiatives.
Lisa Jackson.
I think that that was as much to get a woman on the stage as to talk about environment.
Two birds with one stone.
Yeah. And, of course, Apple's new COO got to join in the fun as well. A new iPhone SE, 4-inch. Thoughts?
I think it's going to be really popular.
I mean, did I say 4-inch?
4-inch, but it's 5.
It's 5. Is it 5?
Four inches.
Good Lord, that's small.
But I think that, again, like, you know, I look at it from a company that we're about to issue more phones, and it's the perfect thing for a company to get.
At that price point, $399 for the 16 gig.
Because it's really someone's second phone. You know, it's something you want it to be small, you want it to be there, you want to, you know, have that. So I think that it becomes a great deal, you know, so for companies to do. And I think there's some people that really like the smaller form factor.
Right, and there's some people that really want to separate their work phone from their personal phone. Now that's becoming more important. The more personal information that we have on a regular phone, it makes sense to have a separate phone for work where you know in the back of your mind that, you know, your boss can always have access to anything on there. Maybe you don't want to have, you know, those two phones, so it makes sense to have a smaller
phone. And more to the point, for Apple, they could finally get the 5S out of their product line and have kind of parity across all the iPhones with Apple Pay, with the cameras. I mean, it means iOS 9.3. It means that they can they have a kind of consistent product line, just in a variety of sizes.
Well, and having that high quality at $399 start point really makes it difficult. If you're trying to sell a high-end Android phone, there's like not a lot of room to work with there to compete, to distinguish yourself, because there's all of those features are all built into that. It's really just screen size that you're giving up, but maybe, and then not the stabilized camera. And not the screen size, but I think that's pretty much all you're giving up by getting the smaller phone for a lot less money.
Mm-hmm. They did say that iOS 9.3 would come out today, the new iOS featuring the new Night Shift. Are you checking? I'm checking too.
Yep, not yet.
Not yet.
It's usually an hour from
takes
when
a
they
little
say.
Time.
Yeah.
The new Night Shift, which takes the blue out of the screen for people who think that keeps them up at night. Am I just a skeptical person? I feel like that's a little bit of snake oil. Everybody talks about it.
I'll try it.
Yeah.
It'll look
I have
nice
tried it. I mean, I've tried Flux and it's annoying because the screen looks like parchment paper. It's yellowed.
Yeah.
I think the new iPad is perhaps the biggest story here. It's the iPad Pro, undistinguished in name from its big brother. So I guess you just get two sizes, but distinguished by capabilities. It has a better camera than the big iPad Pro. It has new ambient light sensors that makes maybe pros be more interested in this for photo retouching, things like that.
Possibly. I just think that's going to be so hard to get right. You know, I think that's the hard part is maybe they have, but I've never seen anyone do it very well. Yeah. So it's it'll be interesting to see. I think it's a better iPad than the big one. You know, I'd rather have it because I usually carry this one with another computer. I mean, I have a Retina or whatever that I'm typically using, you know, MacBook Pro. I'd love to have the smaller one. I want to be able to draw.
Especially if you're using an Air 2 or you're using an older iPad, this might be, I mean, this is what Apple hopes, certainly drive people back to the market and bring iPad sales up a little bit. Both the iPhone SE and the new iPad Pro will be available for pre-order on Thursday and delivery March 31st. Pretty quick. Prices are favorable for the iPhone SE, $499. Is that right? $499 for the $399 for the 16 gig version. The new iPad will start a little bit more expensive, $699 for a 32 gig version. Mm-hmm. There's also a 256 gig version of both iPad Pros
and Ethernet connections.
And Ethernet, which is. Well, it's an acknowledgement. If you're going to sell it as a laptop replacement, you've got to have
any mission-critical device has to be able to have a wired connection. I think, and that's not just so that is also for security as much as it is for, you know, a VPN on Ethernet is going to be your most secure solution if you're traveling.
That's a good point.
I actually pick my hotel rooms by whether they have an Ethernet connection, you know, and so it means I could join a show like this,
right? Yeah,
you know, from an you don't want to try to use a wireless connection for that, so it's exciting.
Yeah, and the 256 gig iPad Pro, the small one. I mean, it's $900. That was the same price as you know, an iPhone.
Yeah,
the big iPhone.
Yeah, right. Good point. iOS 9.3 out today with some features we've already known about because of beta test. Apple TV will have a new OS also available today with some nice features, including the ability to organize your apps via folders. They announced there were 5,000 Apple TV apps already.
I think we're going to see by the end of the summer, possibly beginning of the summer, I think we're going to see a 4K Apple TV. I think that, you know, they're building all these devices that shoot 4K. How can you not have an Apple TV?
It's an odd thing to leave out.
It's an odd, you know, unless it's just an update that it does. But I think that the chipset isn't there to do it in the current Apple TV. But I think that we're going to see it by the fall. We're going to see a 4K Apple TV.
You know, everybody's stopped mentioning Apple's plans, which have been thwarted for years, to do streaming of live broadcast on Apple TV, to turn it into, in effect, a set-top box. Of course, the FCC has proposed new rules that would allow people to replace their cable TV set-top box with set-top boxes from third-party manufacturers. That would be a big opening for Apple.
Absolutely.
No mention of any of that today. Really, no surprises today at all. He even kicked off the event with a briefer mention than I expected of the court case, which resumes tomorrow between Apple and the Department of Justice. No new Macs, at least as far as I can tell, unless they...
I think new Macs at this point would be announced with a press release. I don't think they're going
to... It's a little disappointing because we know there's a new Intel processor, the Skylake processor, and the MacBooks are due to be updated, as is the little MacBook, as are the MacBook Pros.
I think, Apple's moved away from the marathon announcements they used to have and have been very disciplined to 1 hour, and I think that they're not going to give time to something that really is almost a rounding error at this point. I mean, they're doing great. They're selling more Macs than they ever did, but it's still a very, very small part of their market.
Yeah.
The price drop in the Apple Watch, didn't mention that. That was kind of a surprise.
Yeah, big deal. $50 drop for the Apple Sport. He didn't mention a drop for the stainless or the edition.
Yeah, $299 is what he said.
A $50 drop on the gold watch.
$9,950.
The Sport was $279. I mean, $379. Wasn't it $379?
Was it $370? I thought it was $350. Yeah. So that's okay.
You bought it, so you'd know.
I don't remember. I do not remember. And new bands. I was wrong about the in-the-loop, meaning sensors in the bands, although, as you mentioned, LiveCore is doing that. But new bands, the NATO band we expected, although, as you pointed out, Alex, a little bit too refined for a NATO
band. Yeah, I mean, if you want a NATO band, you want it to look rough. You want it to be...
Not pink, is what you're saying?
Well, just not... Orange? The whole, now it looks like we've taken it and we've made it Apple, but it's just like it's very... It's anyway.
I think it looks nice.
Black Milanese loop.
I think it's fine.
And some new leather colors as well. For people like Rene Ritchie or
Go
band
Rene.
Addicts. Not much mention of a new watch OS, although there is one in the works. So no mention of a new watch OS as far as I can tell. There you go. That's it. That's the Apple event.
Fairly predictable, but also
a new robot that can deconstruct iPhones. Leah.
That thing is so cool. They should do a lot more about that robot.
I like that robot.
I think they should have like a conversation with the robot and talk to him about
I have very particular skills
that I have acquired over large amounts of R&D.
Someone in the chat room asked who deconstructs the robot when we're done with him.
Well, he'll probably have a longer, one hopes, a longer lifespan than the iPhone will. Thank you to everybody watching live today. We appreciate it. We'll put this out as a Twit Live special. Thanks to Megan Maroney of iOS Today and TNT. iOS Today coming up in about an hour. We'll kind of talk a little bit more about these new products and maybe some software that you can use. It was interesting. He said 1 million apps for the iPad, designed for the iPad now.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Something, by the way, Android cannot compete with. Android tablet apps are woefully inadequate at this point. To Alex Lindsay of the Pixel Corps, who I'm so thrilled that you could be here today.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
It's nice.
Yeah, well, a lot of times I'm on the road somewhere, but
and we're not going to see you tomorrow for Mac Break Weekly. Alas,
I have an event that became more complicated than I expected. Right. So
we will talk more about this on Mac Break Weekly, and Andy Anako will be with us as well as Jim Dalrymple, and Jim is at the event right now trying out the new devices. So we'll get there. We'll get his sense. Are there new iMacs? Is that something somebody that they ship new iMacs? I think that was a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? Is that good night that they put up on the screen, or did you put that up on the screen, Jason?
That's on me.
Apple said good night, which apparently in Cupertino begins right around noon.
Well, if you're in Europe, it's good night.
It's good night in Europe. That's interesting, isn't it? Good night. So long. Well, from our Twit Brickhouse studios in Petaluma, California, I'm Leo Laporte. We'll have to say good night to you, and thank you for joining us for this Twit Live special. Thanks also to Carbonite, our sponsor, for breaking news on Twit. Carbonite online backup available right now for a free trial with no credit card, and you get 2 free bonus months when you use the offer code Twit at carbonite.com. You got to back it up to get it back. Do it right with Carbonite. Thanks, everybody. And if you're watching live, stay tuned. Triangulation up next. iOS Today a little bit later. Good night.